I'm Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah, at aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, and I'm feeling good. Hey, all right now, and I'm feeling good.
You know, Mike Pence had one very splendid day, which was January 6th, where he really conducted himself honorably and maintained his oath of office. And at other points in the Trump presidency, I felt that he was acting with, the invertebrate sycophancy to Donald Trump. Yeah. And he seems to now be trying to cater to the pro-Trump movement. I don't know if that works as a matter of politics, but as a matter of constitutional commitment, it doesn't work very well. It would be much better if he accepted this process for what it is. We're trying to get at the truth and to tell the American people the truth.
Representative Jamie Raskin, star of Stage Green and
Sexy Liberal D.C.
That's
yes,
right.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Speaking of love, Lori in Pueblo says, Steph, I figured out my selfie game. Here I am with my triple Dr. Gundry threat. Have a blessed day, you sexy liberals. It's by Vital Reds by Dr. Gundry.
Yeah.
Drink up. Glug, glug, glug. I mixed in some MAGA salty tears from the
that helps.
From the midterms.
It helps to cut the...
It's been a great week, and you know the cherry on top of a great week. Yeah. Yeah. What? We were just talking about the beautiful picture I tweeted of you and Speaker Pelosi and John and I at San Francisco Sexy Liberal. Remember, we all smushed together in a little love hug.
I was just saying, I'll give you your roses in public, Stephanie. Thank you so much. I mean, if not for you, we would not have had experiences like meeting the amazing Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. What a rock star, right? Do you remember that night I was saying to John, remember you could hear a pin drop in that theater when she spoke?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you were saying, like, you don't know what leadership is until you see it, until you experience it. It was just, right?
And to me, that is one of the most important things about the January 6th hearings is getting to see that footage of her and Representative Clyburn and Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, being leaders.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doing the thing that nobody else was doing.
Yeah.
I'll say it over and over and over again. When Donald Trump abdicated his responsibility as president of the United States to stop that riot, to take over the United States government, we had a madam president.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know if you heard the caller from Georgia just talking about, you know, running into a Trumper that said, I wish Nancy Pelosi had been home and I wish she, you know. And I just, I don't know what percentage of people are just horrible in this country, mm-hmm. but I have to hope these midterms told us what we say all the time, that there's more of us than them. That hopefully yeah. it is yeah. not that high yeah. a percentage of people that are just horrible beyond any partisan labels.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I think that that percentage of horrible people, there's a percentage of that are crazy, you know, that are incapacitated in many ways. And then there's a percentage of that I think, had they not been given permission, a permission structure by Trump, had they not been the head bully in chief who made bullying and kindness, you know, bullying is a good thing and kindness is the enemy, and general civility is a problem, like, they wouldn't behave that way.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what would happen in their hearts, but they wouldn't behave that way. And that's the fact that we've allowed civility to go. And I look at Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, the leadership, at least currently, of this of the elected officials, they've had nothing to say about that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the big announcement at Mar-a-Lago. Kathleen Madigan was on yesterday. She compared it to when comedians have to play, you know, ear and ear clubs as their career downward spirals. So I don't know what that was, kind of like a chuckle hut.
Yeah.
Palm Beach chuckle hut. Yeah.
You wish it was a chuckle hut. That was some fan's living room.
I compared it to the prom at Carrie's, because just yes. like Carrie, you know, they blocked the doors and out come the pig's blood.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought what Kathleen Madigan said was perfect. She's like, you have to really think about your public speaking skills if the only way that people will listen to you is if you lock the doors. Like, you really, it is time to take a look at your oratory. If that is how
he seemed bored by his own speech, frankly, right? That was low energy.
There was one video shot that I saw of, like, people just milling up. While he's up there talking, people are milling about, taking selfies with each other, not paying any attention to him at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because it doesn't matter what he says.
Right, exactly.
Like, it's absolutely irrelevant what he says. The point is them being there. The point is we're here. We're getting checked it off our list. Mm-hmm. We're in the Nazi cabal. Everybody can see that. The point is always and forever know that we live in their minds, that all they ever think about is how they can hurt us. That's all they ever think about. You're going about your life trying to help other people, trying to live, trying to find some joy. We are living in their brains rent-free.
Yeah. I mean...
And laughing at them.
Oh, yeah. Enjoying. Oh, gosh, yes.
Enjoying.
On a continuous basis.
But you kind of feel the act having worn thin, even on, obviously, Republicans. You've seen some of the, you know, Fox News and some of the right-wing editorials and all that stuff. I mean, I just think everyone's exhausted by him.
It's really, really, it is exhausting. But on top of it, I agree with Representative Raskin, what he said, which is, you know, it would have been nice if the thing that made people realize they shouldn't be backing him was, I don't know, his the insurrection or his racism or any of those things. That might have been nice.
I think it was Brian Karam said he's like that husk of popcorn in America's teeth, or the cancer that won't go away no matter how much chemo. Yeah.
Not even a toothpick can get out. It's what it's that one that's lodging there
just
so tight.
Oh, there.
You need one of those dental floss things.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 All right. Jamie Raskin, since you brought it up. Yeah. Representative Raskin. And Jamie Raskin. And Cedar.
They will tell you that from everything we learned, we know that the former president was incensed and enraged when he was not being taken to the Capitol. He was adamant that he'd be able to join the mob and approach and enter the Capitol with them. So that seems like that was very much on his mind during the course of the day. Of course, it's remarkable to any reasonable observer in the United States of America, around the world, that a president would be egging on an armed and evidently dangerous mob in order to attack the capital of his own country. But that's precisely what happened.
Francis, you're the only one here that's raised a child. Is the car seat goes in the back, right? Do you think he would have been in a car seat just for this kind of, you know, because he seems like he has rage gasms fairly often?
Yes. Yeah. Make sure he's strapped down. That was their problem. on that day, on January 6th. They had not strapped the toddler into his rage seat, okay? Then he got free, and, you know, his rage, his tiny baby rage hands went for their necks.
Little tiny orange hands trying to make it to the front seat. Yeah.
I thought a car seat goes in the front seat.
No.
No.
Oh, my God, you would kill
Francis
children.
Is the only one that really? Knows. None of us raise children.
No, really, Chris. No, for real, no.
No. Yeah. No. No. It goes in the back.
No. Okay. That's the most dangerous seat in the car, actually. The passenger seat up front is the most dangerous
seat
in the car.
The hood ornament seat if there's a crash. Yeah. Okay. One more for Jamie Raskin.
That's why I don't have children.
Yeah, thank God.
But Donald Trump really went to bed the night before, on the evening of January 5th, believing that he was going to be staying in office for another 4 years. And he believed that through the day. And even after the whole plot was foiled through the heroic intervention of our officers and the determination of Congress to go back into session and count the real electors, even after that, they were still looking for a way to seize the presidency against the constitutional order.
Francois, what is your, let me take your temperature today on will Donald Trump ever be indicted? We were saying Sunny Hostin says she has DOJ sources that are saying they think there's going to be indictment sometime between, what was it, 60 and 90 days?
30 to 90 days.
30 to 90. Ooh, like it better.
It's a big window.
Yeah.
I know there better be. I know that.
You know, that's a whole bunch of cycles there, 30 to 90 days. Whole bunch of things can happen in 30 to 90 days.
Oh, let me tell you something about the crazy that's just behind my eyes. You can see it if you're watching on Free Speech TV. It's just, I don't even blink anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the glasses or you're just getting closer to the camera, but yeah.
I'm not even moving. That's how mad I am. The anger is vibrating and making it seem like I'm in motion.
So the bad news is, narrowly, we lost the House. Jamie Raskin on the J6 Commission.
Well, you know, one always wishes for more times when completing, for more time when completing an investigation.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that all of the major elements of this hit on American democracy have been exposed. And we know about the effort to get the legislatures to override the people, to get the election officials to change the results, and then the effort to get Vice President Pence to step outside his constitutional role and just anoint Donald Trump the president. So the public understands all of those things. There are many more details to come, and history will unfold some of them for us.
So I guess they're trying to decide whether they're going to do criminal referrals or not. I don't know if it matters. Don't you like the sound of like Liz Cheney's special prosecutor? I feel like she will follow him to the gates of hell.
Yes. I'm just so confused though, because I thought, okay, go with me on this. For instance, didn't they like, you broke the law.
Right.
You continued to break the law. Right. At some point, the law would be like, you know what?
I'm gonna come get you.
You keep on doing it. I'm gonna come get you. He was literally, with the election, wasn't even 2 months ago, still calling people and asking them to invalidate the 2020 election. He's still doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's like we're sitting here watching somebody continually rob the same store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just keep watching him and going, okay, any day now.
We have to wait for him to stop robbing it before we.
Right.
Can, yeah. He has to actually stop the crime before we can, I guess, arrest him. I guess that's
how. I mean, this is not hard. Yeah. This is a man. I was thinking this morning we should take his passport, but then I realized you don't have to take his passport. He can't get anywhere by himself. You know, like, it's like he's capable of running and hiding.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll just follow the ketchup stains.
If there's not a McDonald's nearby, he's not there. Like, this is not difficult. Like, we don't have to worry about it.
All right, so we, because we're liberal helpers, have been talking about how we might help Herschel Walker, reach his new dream of being a werewolf. Werewolf, Chris.
There, wolf.
Thank you. Because we love you, we saved a brand new What the Hell, Herschel.
This one, I think, might be their favorite one. And I just want to set this up. He was on Hannity last night.
Oh, okay.
And it was the St. Jude's commercial with Lindsey Graham sitting there with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So. All right, are you ready for Angela? We waited for
Could we ever be?
Okay.
I'm going to go out and win the Senate seat for the great people of Georgia.
And by the way, Herschel, you got to tell Lindsey that you were pretty impressed when we did push-ups in my radio studio one day together. I think you got to work on Lindsey. I'm not sure if he can do 10 or 20 at this point. We got to work on him. I don't do as many as you, but I do at least 100 to 200 a day.
If you will give Senator to TeamHerschel.com right now tonight, yeah. I will do 50 yeah. push-ups on your show, but you got to give now.
Right. And I will make sure he's doing the 50 push-ups.
I want to know, are they going to be 50 consecutive push-ups, or are you going to take a break?
They'll be done in the same day I start.
Okay, that was gayer than the Top Gun volleyball scene.
Yep.
Okay, that was super gay.
This is the thing. We've had to endure months and months and months of the media saying the Democrats didn't have a good message. They weren't messaging properly. Could you tell me what messaging was just going on?
Lindsey Graham can't do push-ups.
Something. Right. Vampire, werewolf, push-ups.
I thought it was about the economy. Like, okay. I'm just trying to understand.
Can I just say, we texted this week, as we tend to do, but I saved this tweet for you, because here's the part that's, you know, like the, because a little part of my soul also dies every time we play Herschel Walker. Caitlin in Texas said, my racist uncles are loving this. They eat up watching Herschel display every negative trope they've ever painted black people as being like while laughing at him. And they'd vote, yep. and they'd vote for him too. Use him to do the GOP bidding, knowing he'll do as he's told, quote unquote. You should hear them talk. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what you, every time I play, I'm just like, oh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Because he is, can I say, Moist Dream, you know?
Yeah. Yes. He is their racist, happy adult time dream. That's what he is. That's what he is.
Yes. He is their racist wet dream. He really is. He's just
wet dream. Yes, yes. He is a racist wet dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is my problem. He has yet to tell us, if he were elected, who's going to make the biscuits.
And I think your point, Francis, is there's some man whores up in this house. There's some man whores, yeah. like Lindsey Graham, yeah. up in this house. Okay.
I did like both of them in Django Unchained. I thought their whole sequence, mm-hmm. where Herschel was Lindsey's, butler, I thought it was a very touching relationship. I'm glad to see that it's true as performers outside of the film, that they have the same relationship.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the supporter of the big lie, Genucel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't mind cheating. Listen, I use the daytime, the nighttime. You know what I do? I rotate my daytime creams. I sometimes use XV.
Wow.
Sometimes the Ultra Retinol. Sometimes I use the primer. Sometimes the, the probiotic?
The serum?
And I always use the under eye cream.
Yes.
Yes, for the wrinkles and for the dark circles.
It allows you to remain an ingenue.
Yes, and also, Thanksgiving's coming. I use the neck cream.
No waddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello. It's waddle be gone. That's what I call it. This Thanksgiving, you can save 70% off Genucel's most popular package at Genucel.com/Stephanie. And check this out. From now till Thanksgiving, get your complimentary hyaluronic acid deep correcting serum absolutely free when you check out. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. Enter my special code Stephanie for an additional 10% off your entire purchase. Just for the holidays, enjoy free shipping and a holiday gift bundle with every most popular package. Genucel.com/Stephanie. That's GENUCEL. .com/Stephanie.
I've never heard such a bunch of penny, any, dime, a dozen, two-bit half-wits exaggerating their enemies and bellyaching over the tiniest, stupidest personal problem.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, the guys in your life aren't boring, right? So don't give them boring gifts. Give them a gift from mancrates.com. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com, like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or how about the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in a unique container, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crate gift comes with 100% satisfaction guarantee. He'll think it's awesome, or Man Crates will make it right. Get him that crowbar to open that Man Crate. Now through November 21st, Stephanie Miller Show listeners get an exclusive 15% off with the code RADIO15 at mancrates.com. The code is RADIO15 to get 15% off at mancrates.com. Give Masterclass this holiday and get a second membership for yourself free. unlimited access to online classes from the world's best, anytime, anywhere, at your own pace. With thousands of lessons from more than 180 world-class instructors, give that creative on the weekend friend of yours tips on how to make an epic film from James Cameron. Do you know a gonna-run-a-company type in your family? She can learn how to create a business with Richard Branson. Or maybe you're a post-everything-I-eat kind of person. Take lessons with Gordon Ramsay and cook a gram-worthy meal. These cinematic, on-demand videos are short enough to fit into your everyday life. Watch from your phone, tablet, living room, or just listen on the go in audio mode. This year, give someone what they've always wanted to do with a MasterClass membership and get a second one for yourself free. Go to masterclass.com/Stephanie today. Learn something new. Masterclass.com/Stephanie. Limited time only. Terms apply. One more time, go to masterclass.com/Stephanie.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yes, it's ladies' night, and the feeling's right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night, oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Fridays with Frangela. The final word, idiot of the week. They're just must-listens. MSWmedia.com, Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. I feel like this might have already made idiot, but Indiana cop visits school to teach kids how to be good police and then accidentally shoots one of them.
Oh.
I haven't heard this.
I haven't heard this at all.
Okay.
Everyone's fine.
Yes. Visit a school
the child is fine.
To teach children how to be good law enforcement officials, but wound up accidentally shooting one of his prospective pupils. He was running a drill with students on how police handle a purported bad guy.
Well, that's accurate. Yeah, there we go.
I was at this point, the officer's weapon accidentally discharged and resulted in the injury of one of the students. As Travis said, everybody's fine. But I feel like I'm reading your thought bubbles about how that is a lesson and how
it's all lesson.
How you might deal with police in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how it goes. Oh, the officer's, you know, firearm just, you know, mistakenly discharged into your body.
No, it didn't. Because let me tell you something about the gun. It didn't fire without his finger on the trigger. That I know.
And someone had to put the bullets in that gun.
Thank you. Why on earth? This is the problem. You really? Really, people? You shot a child?
Just saying, it was a good lesson. Just,
it was,
know,
I
you're,
mean...
If you're going to have realistic like life lessons... Yeah,
there might have been something a little below that we could have done, like that.
Yeah.
Do we have to have the police at the police when the police are teaching children about the police?
Yes. Yes. 29 minutes after the hour. Fridays with Frangela.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Let it slip, it cuff, it check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Look out, world, we're getting strong. The future's here and we belong.
She can steal, she can do more.
Like build a rocket and watch it soar.
Or clean the oceans and make the world a better place. Oh,
she can steal, so can you.
Find a cure,
invent something new.
There's no challenge in the world that she can't face.
She can steal.
Learn more at She Can Steal. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Is the FBI going to quit interfering with elections? 2016, they spied on President Trump's campaign. 2018, it was the Mueller investigation. 2020, they suppressed information about the Hunter Biden story. 2022, they raided the president's home 91 days before an election. Maybe it'd be nice if the FBI and the Justice Department just stayed out of it and let we the people decide who we think should represent us, who we think should lead us. That's supposed to be how America works.
Oh, dear,
so this is
Jesus.
The focus on the Judiciary Committee, the political nature of the Justice Department, and the linkage now to what was happening with the Hunter Biden story. Again, just 15 days before we have a presidential election.
Oh, dear Jesus. That's going to be the next 2 years.
It
Representative
is.
Jackass McNojacket.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Jordan, fast-talking mother...
Pardon me. How you really feel?
Yeah. Okay. Jim Jordan. That's what we're going to be.
Jim Jordan should be in jail.
Yes.
Why are we talking to Jim Jordan? Jim, I let children be touched in my presence, Jordan.
Yeah. Yep.
When is that George Clooney film coming out?
Not soon enough.
Okay.
Not soon enough. Thank you, Dre.
I'm just saying, I still have a dream that like all these insurrectionist motherfuckers go down and then we flip the house, it flips back to blue, and then Jim Jordan goes to jail for the others.
Goes to the jail.
It should happen. They are, in fact, seditious traitors.
Thank you.
This is ridiculous. Jim Jordan?
One more. Jim Jordan. Okay.
We're committed to getting to the truth.
Oh, God.
The facts. We think that's what the American people are entitled to. We're gonna try to help Representative Comer and the team here at Oversight with our work on Judiciary, but with a specific focus on what the FBI was doing. We know these 51 former intel officials, they got security clearance. How often are they talking to the FBI? Are they talking to the FBI? Who's doing the talking? Who's doing the briefing? Were they briefed? There's so many questions that need answered so we can get to the bottom of this.
You know, I know what you meant when you were like, I don't even know what he's talking about.
Anymore.
I don't even know what he's. This is, we're going to have 2 years of this.
And yet again and again and again, I can't hear nothing out of Jim Jordan's mouth. Nothing until he tells me the truth and the facts about the kids that got touched while he was working there.
Yeah.
Those are the questions I need to understand. I don't understand why he's representing people while he let people be touched. And if we don't keep on hammering the fact that this is a man who allowed a molester to be free.
Yeah.
For a movement that allegedly is surrounded by, you know, animated by the need to address pedophilia and to address criminal conduct against children, to have Jim Jordan be one of your spokespeople, it is absolutely insane.
The head of the QAnon caucus. That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, one more. Jim Jordan.
Do you think the January 6th insurrectionists have been wrongly imprisoned?
I didn't say anything. All I said is we're going to look at the politics at the Justice Department based on the fact that we have had 14 different, actually more than 14 now, whistleblowers come talk to us. That's what we're going to focus on.
And my last question is, what are the grounds?
If we can keep it about Hunter Biden, this is kind of a big deal, we think. If we can keep it about Hunter Biden, that would be great.
Hunter Biden's not elected office. This makes McCarthyism seem quaint. It's like they literally are talking about a private citizen who has nothing to do with anything.
Hunter Biden's never worked for the government.
I know.
Let him go ahead. Let him go. But you can't waste our money and time on that.
Well, Jared Kushner got $2 billion from the Saudis.
$2 billion. Working in the White House.
Yeah.
In the administration.
And meanwhile,
you got the oppressor sitting there telling you, looking at us coming for Donald Trump. How dare you? Yeah. How dare you look in this direction?
It does bring me back to the age-old question about Jim Jordan. Why is he gray? Why? He is also very small. Why does he look like E.T. dying in the creek?
He does.
He's very short,
and
he's very gray.
Yeah.
He's a gray color that I've never seen a human, except for E.T. when he's dying in the creek.
In the creek.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
The further he gets from being human,
spoiler alert,
the grayer
he becomes. E.T. doesn't really die in the creek.
Further spoiler alert.
Sorry. I hope I don't spoil anybody from the last 18 seasons of Grey's Anatomy, because I was just telling you guys it's my new addiction. I've never watched it before. I'm at the beginning. But Francis, you were saying streaming, it's a whole... I never watched these series when they were on because, you know, commercials and you only had a half an hour, you got to wait a week. Oh my God, now I can't stop. I'm up all night.
And that's what's wonderful too, because this is the thing, you are, because of the service you have provided for umpteen years, you've missed out on nighttime culture.
Thank you.
Right?
And I wanted to know why I kept being mistaken for Kate Walsh and people kept asking if I could operate on them.
Now you know.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
And I didn't know it was Shonda Rhimes' first show. It's fantastic.
Okay, right. Now that you should have known without watching it.
You should have common knowledge.
I didn't know that. That's fantastic.
It's all rom-com stuffed into, you know, an hour.
Yes, yeah. Because I've watched every single rom-com movie that has ever been made. And so now I'm on series now. Yeah, I'm only on season 2.
Right.
So I don't even, yeah.
And so like,
well, you're not even good stuff.
All of the original cast is there.
None of them have been killed yet.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that black guy's name anymore. What was his name? I am.
Oh, he's beautiful.
That guy. The show blew up because of him too.
It did.
I don't remember his name.
Didn't Keira Knight leave because of him?
Wasn't it Isaiah Washington?
Yeah,
the cardiothoracic.
That's it.
Yeah.
I've never watched an episode of this show, and I know
I never have either.
The one that's Sandra Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a spoiler alert too?
Not to anyone.
He is Sandra Oh.
Not to anyone.
All right, fine. Let's just go to Deb, the official baker of the Stephanie Miller Show in Ventura. You're on with Frangela. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Steph. Hi, Mooks. Hi, Frangela. Miss you guys. Hey, I have one thing to say about the Mike Pence thing and people, even Dem, saying that he did the right thing. Mm-hmm. Can I go all Lewis Black on you for a second?
Oh. No swearing.
He only did the right thing because he had to.
Yes. You're right.
He tried to do the wrong thing.
Thank you. He called everybody on this planet trying to find one person who would tell him he could do the wrong thing.
He even reached out to Dan Quayle, which you know.
It is such
Dan
a low bar.
Reach out to Dan Quayle.
It's like I didn't break the law. I mean, that's the bar now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, I went all day, I believe, yesterday without breaking the law. You're welcome.
You get
America.
Nothing for it, did
You're
you?
Welcome.
You get nothing for it.
You should get the seat on the cabinet.
Liz Cheney should praise you for not doing anything wrong yesterday.
Yeah. I was saying, Adam Kinzinger said the most honest thing. He said, Liz Cheney and I are not courageous. We're just surrounded by cowards. Like, just because they did the right thing and supported the peaceful transfer of power, it is an amazingly low bar we have now.
And held people accountable. I mean, I love knowing that Liz Cheney on January 6th, Jim Jordan goes to try to pseudo comfort her and she smacks his hand away and is like, this is because of you.
Yes.
This is your problem.
Yeah.
And I just want to just piggyback on something Angela just said. You know, the reality is that we have these people who are sitting here going, you know what, on the other side, calling other people who didn't do what they were quote unquote supposed to do to justice. And justice is driving them out of the political sphere.
Yeah.
And we have to understand that is their political justice is that you don't get to represent or tell what, if you're not telling our truth, you don't get to speak anymore. You don't have a voice in this government. And that is dangerous.
Yeah.
Do we let Al-Qaeda run for office? I'm just trying to understand what's going on. No,
it's true. It's true. This was, our domestic 9/11. Yeah. What is Comer?
Comer, he's in charge of, he'll be in charge of the Oversight Committee. He's the one who chimed in there and said, can we keep it about Hunter Biden?
Yeah.
January 6th. Just what's your plan to do with the January 6th investigation? It seems like
I think that's a question. I think that's a question for Kevin McCarthy. That we're focused on a lot of investigations now. I've been very transparent with the media on it. That wasn't one of them, but yes.
You know, this will be another real test for the media how they cover these bull investigations, right? As if they're credible.
Let me tell you something. Republicans need to sit out of those hearings the same way they did out of the real ones. Like anybody who's going to call themselves not a Trumpy, anti-constitutional fascist person needs to not even participate. But I'm trying. You notice how whenever they say Hunter Biden's laptop, they don't say Joe Biden. They never say his name because I didn't understand. I don't believe that Congress has a mandate to investigate private citizens.
Yeah.
I don't believe that's in their charter, but they never actually say that Joe Biden has anything to do with it. And yet we keep allowing them to talk about it.
And I know that we always we're always the good guys, but I mean, watch them turn on a dime and how very important it is to answer subpoenas. I mean, if we were going to be consistent, we just go, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently, no one has to honor a subpoena anymore.
Hold them in contempt.
So we're not on. Nobody's showing up.
Let's see if
what you're going to see, mess around and find out, what you're going to see is that they will make sure that their subpoenas get enforced.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then I'd like to see how fast Merrick Garland acts.
Yep. Dennis in
New England.
Yeah. Dennis in New England, you're on with Frangela. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I was born when Harry Truman was president. So I've been watching this game for a long time. I remember the violence of the 60s. Medgar Evers was shot. Kennedy was killed. MLK was killed. Bobby yeah. Kennedy was killed. Fred Hampton was murdered by the Chicago cops. Mm-hmm. So I grew up in really, yeah, I grew up in a really violent time. And during when Roe v. Wade was reversed, I told my wife, don't worry. Joe's going to pass a statute. The women are going to come out and vote. We're going to keep the House and the Senate. Now, I belong to a coalition of veterans, and we supported a large number of folks during the election. We ran a guy, Marcus Flowers, against MPG, right? Now we're throwing all our weight. Vote Vet is throwing all our weight behind Raphael Warnock and in the Georgia race.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I belong to a coalition, and coalitions are the only way we're going to be able to get this back. White folks and black folks need to start talking to each other. We live in different worlds. We can't do that.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's what Fridays with Frangela is all about. As you often say to your dog, shut up. We're talking to white people now.
Trying to build a community here with this bark.
A coalition. Okay. We're trying to build a coalition here.
Yeah, I agree completely with that caller. You know, the reality is that we do all need to talk to each other. And here's the thing that has happened in this country. Black people understand they have an experience of white culture as the dominant culture. But that's not talking to white people. That's experiencing white culture.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And just because white people feel like Fox News shows them what they think black culture is, which is people.
Herschel Walker
and or people rioting.
By the way, someone on Twitter said every time Frangela tells a biscuit joke, an angel gets its wings.
It's true.
It's true. Okay. It's true. Because let me tell you something. They can make some biscuits.
They can.
But you know, I just
blindfolded.
But I did just hear Whoopi Goldberg talking about how long it took her to get Till made, her movie mm-hmm. about Emmett Till. But talking about why it's important is because there are people trying to actively erase our history and the history of
they're doing
racism.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't let William Barr, don't forget Bill Barr and his histories written by the winners. Don't ever get it twisted that because these people are recently saying what they should have been saying for the last 6 years, don't get over forget who they are.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of Fridays with Frangela brought to you by men.
Yes. Where's my crowbar?
Boy, you guys get really butch about your man crates, I gotta say. Mancrates.com. It is a cool thing.
Yeah.
We've gotten so many unsolicited testimonials.
Yes.
For all the manses, the handsome romantic manses in people's lives.
Uh-huh.
They're getting a man crate for. Hundreds of totally unique gift options available now at mancrates.com. Whiskey appreciation crate. I can feel Travis salivating for it. I can't even see it. Personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters and snacks, the Grillmaster crate. There you go.
For the meat?
For the caveman in our group. With brass knuckle meat tenderizer, our cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Craig's packs his gift in a unique container. Watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience with that crowbar. Fantastic. Personalization is free. Every Man Craig gift comes with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now through November 21st, my listeners get an exclusive 15% off with the code RADIO15 at mancrates.com. That code is RADIO15, 15% off at mancrates.com.
Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Thanksgiving and the holiday season are only a few days away, and there's still time to look your very best and years younger with Genucel Skincare. This Thanksgiving season, save 70% off Genucel's most popular package at Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel products target forehead wrinkles, fine lines, dark spots, skin redness, that sagging jawline, and even the most annoying bags and puffiness gone right before your eyes. Plus, with its immediate effects, see results in less than 12 hours, guaranteed or your money back. Treat yourself to the best skincare money can buy this holiday season. You deserve it. From now until Thanksgiving, get your complimentary hyaluronic acid deep correcting serum absolutely free when you check out. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. Now enter my special code Stephanie for an additional 10% off your entire purchase. And just for the holidays, enjoy free shipping and a holiday gift bundle with every most popular package. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com/Stephanie. That's Genucel.com/Stephanie.
We could tell you exactly why Bombas socks, T-shirts, and underwear are so comfortable. But we like how our customers said it. So we hired some professional voice actors to read real customer reviews.
Bum diggities on my pickies.
It's like being hugged by an angel.
I borrowed a pair for my son and didn't want to give them back. So I ordered a dozen for myself.
Better keep those somewhere safe.
I was given a pair of Bombas by my sister. Since then, there's no turning back. I only wear Bombas.
Gone are the days of my husband complaining about uncomfortable underwear. He loves these.
And we love our customers. That's why all Bombas clothing is carefully designed from soft materials, with thoughtful comfort tweaks, like making everything tagless, seamless, and perfectly smooth. Plus, since socks, T-shirts, and underwear are the three most requested clothing items in homeless shelters, every Bombas item you buy is matched by a donation to those in need. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie. That's BOMBAS.com/Stephanie, code Stephanie. Bombas.com/Stephanie, code Stephanie.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Well, she's always there to support our decisions. And I think, when she had the idea of supporting Liz Cheney to the committee, I thought it was a good idea. And I don't know that they were particularly close. And I'm not suggesting they're close today, but certainly they have a very positive professional relationship that I think they both value. And I know there's respect in both directions.
Nancy Pelosi is the one that released the T-Rex. She de-electrified the fence and said she doesn't want to be fed. She wants to hunt. Liz Cheney will follow Donald Trump to the gates of hell.
Yes, she will.
I, for one, am here for it.
That is a promise.
No, we're going to be right behind her going, there you go. Get no, you missed the spot. Liz, get that. Get that little piece over there.
You left a fingernail.
She wants the haunt. I love it.
Thank you. I wrote that. Thanks very much. Thanks. Okay.
That was good, Stephanie.
Hey, thank you.
That's better than Ava Brawny.
Ava Brawny paper towels was good.
No, it wasn't.
Carrie Lake is Ava Brawny.
You know
by the way.
Let's focus on today.
I think we were calling Trump Hitler and Carrie Lake is Ava Braun. Anyway, she's announced that she has assembled the best and brightest legal team and is gathering evidence to blah, 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 whiny, sore loser.
She won't stop crying.
She went to Mar-a-Lago last night.
Yeah.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. To be with the other loser?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's a loser's club.
Here's the Lofgren. I think, friends, what she means is Secret Service agents are liars. They're lying liars who lie. I think that's what she's trying to say.
There are still interviews going on about the Secret Service. And I'll just say this. There are inconsistencies. There are inconsistencies between testimony. There's inconsistencies. We received over a million pieces of information, finally, from the Secret Service. And some of that isn't consistent with testimony. You know, whether it's lying, whether it's faulty memory.
There we go.
You know what? It's very difficult to say at this point, but it doesn't completely square up. Let me just say that.
Yes.
That's you can't square that circle. So you can't square that circle with what they saying. You're trying to make it make sense, but it don't make sense, girl.
Like me in those last pair of jeans, trying to squeeze it in, trying to work together.
Right.
But there's a place where you're asking too much of Spanx.
There were inconsistencies.
There are inconsistencies between my booty and the size of the jeans. It's an inconsistency. It's not that I don't remember my size. It's not that I'm lying. I just don't remember. I don't recall.
Right.
Here's going to be the fun thing about the next 2 years. It's going to be the biggest bag of rats ever. Fight, fight, fight. You're all equally awful. Big bag of rats. Noted insurrectionist Andy Biggs.
Yes. Please and thank you.
Right. He said, I cannot vote for Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker. I do not believe he will ever get to the 218 votes, and I refuse to assist him in his effort to get those votes. Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats.
And I think he's right. Everybody should run their own speaker, and they should all have their own speaker go up to that podium. You should, why have one speaker when you can have 17?
Bill in Jersey with a thought on that. Yes, Bill, you're on with Frangela.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I love you guys and gals.
Thank you.
Hey, I was just thinking, though, Melania better divorce Trump immediately before he loses all his money and she ends up buried under the windmill in a miniature golf course.
At the putt-putt. She won't even get a real golf course.
Yeah.
You'll be able to do a bank shot off her nastiness. I think that another... As far as this Congress is going, I thought they were going to elect Trump to run the House.
Too
much work
Trump,
for him.
Trump, Speaker of the House. He can do it from jail. Nancy in Virginia, you get to close us out. Hi, Nance.
Hey, how are you? You know how you just discovered this great new technology about streaming things?
Yes.
Well, I found out I could watch Stephanie Miller when I was sitting in my hotel in Bangkok the other day. Mm-hmm. And when I was... down south on the beach, even at a beach bungalow, you know, you're global. Sweetie,
oh my
you're
God,
global.
Thank you. Thank you.
I didn't know this.
One night in Bangkok makes a hard man humble. Right?
That's right.
I get my kicks above the waistline, sunshine. Okay, I get my kicks from Final Word and Idiot of the Week. That's where I get my kicks. And you can too. And at sexyliberal.com. We love you.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done, so let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit ashiroretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.